Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer from Unpolished by Cult. This is part three of Christianese Confessions. You ever notice how Christians love to invent phrases that sound cozy and meaningful but collapse under the weight of reality when you actually test them? Doing life together is one of those. It sounds so warm, so welcoming, like a Hallmark commercial for community. You hear it and you picture friends around a campfire, singing worship songs, sharing their hearts, and laughing until their sides hurt. Doing life together has the glow of fellowship without any of the splinters of sacrifice. And that's exactly why we say it so much. It's shorthand for community, but not the messy kind, just the Instagram kind. Now let's be fair. The idea of doing life together comes from a good place. The Bible does tell us to bear one another's burdens, to encourage one another to meet together to be the body of Christ. There's no Lone Ranger Christianity. We were made for each other. So, in theory, doing life together is about being deeply connected, walking alongside each other, and holding each other up when life gets heavy. In theory, it's Acts 2, the believers breaking bread, praying, sharing, everything in common. But in practice, doing life together sometimes looks more like, I'll see you for coffee once every 3 months, and we'll both pretend that's deep community. Because here's the thing. Saying we're doing life together is easy when it means chatting in the church lobby or liking each other's Bible verse posts on Instagram. It's harder when someone actually needs you to show up. It's fun to talk about doing life together when life is brunch and Bible study, but what about when life is hospital visits and late night phone calls? What about when life is sitting on the floor with someone whose marriage is falling apart, or driving across town because their car broke down again, or picking up their kids because they don't have anyone else? Suddenly, doing life together feels less like a slogan and more like a burden. And that's the part we don't put on Instagram. We'll post a picture of the small group laughing around the charcuterie board and caption it, "Doing life together." But we won't post the night when everyone's canceled last minute because Netflix sounded better. We'll post the Sunday selfie in the church foyer, but not the awkward silence when someone's actually confessed their sin and nobody knew what to say. Because doing life together sounds beautiful until it demands something. But if we're honest, isn't that the point? Life is heavy. It's awkward. It's inconvenient. And the whole idea of community is that we carry that together. The problem is, most of us like the slogan more than the sacrifice. We want the glow of togetherness without the grit of commitment. We want to feel connected, but not too connected. We want to share in each other's victories, but keep a safe distance from each other's mess. And maybe that's why this phrase feels so ripe for a confession. Because when we say doing life together, what we sometimes mean is, I'll be around as long as it doesn't cost me too much. We mean, I'll pray for you, but don't ask me to drive across town. We mean, I'll celebrate your birthday, but don't call me when you're crying at midnight. We mean, I love community as long as it doesn't interfere with my schedule. It's community in theory, but convenience in practice. Let's be real. Real doing life together doesn't look like a Pinterest board. It looks like someone showing up uninvited with soup when you're sick. It looks like sitting in silence with someone who doesn't have the words to pray. It looks like babysitting when you're exhausted, or lending money when you'd rather not, or forgiving that person who let you down. It's messy, it's draining, and it's rarely symmetrical. Sometimes you're the one giving way more than you get back. Sometimes you're the one who needs more than you can give. That's not glamorous, but it is possible. Because Jesus didn't call us to curated community. He called us costly love. And yet, we keep dressing it up in soft slogans. Because slogans are easy to market. Doing life together is safe and vague. You can slap it on a church flyer, and everybody nods, and it feels warm inside. Nobody's going to sign up if the flyer says, "Doing life together, please be prepared to hold someone's hair back while they throw up from chemo or clean their bathroom because they can't get out of bed." But that's the real thing. That's the love that actually changes lives. Here's my confession. I've said doing life together more times than I've actually done life together. I've loved the idea more than the inconvenience. I've shown up for the photo op and bailed on the hard stuff. And I don't think I'm alone. I think we all like the ID version better. The one that doesn't require us to adjust our schedules. The one that doesn't smell like real humanity. But deep down, we know that that's not enough. Because slogans don't carry people through grief. Catchphrases don't help someone pay rent. Hashtags don't hold your hand in the doctor's office. Real community costs something. It costs Jesus everything. He didn't just walk about loving us. He carried our mess, our shame, our sin, our sorrow. He literally did life with us. And then he gave his life for us. And if we're going to follow him, we can't settle for fellow slogans. We've got to actually show up. We've got to mean it when we say we're in this together. So maybe it's time to retire doing life together as a couple and start living it as a commitment. Not just happy dates and small group selfies, but the real, raw, inconvenient kind of love. The kind that costs, the kind that stays. The kind that looks a lot less like a hashtag and a lot more like Jesus. Because at the end of the day, doing life together isn't about sounding holy. It's about being present. It's about saying, "I'm here," and actually meaning it. Even when it's hard. When it's messy, when it's not Instagram worthy, that's not Christianese, that's Christianity. And that's a confession worth making. And that's a wrap on episode 3 of Christianese Confessions, doing life together. Sounds really good on a church website, but it gets real when it smells like tears or diapers or casseroles left too long in the back seat. That's when the phrase stops being cute and starts being costly. And that's where the love of Christ really shows up. If today's episode hit a nerve or made you laugh a little too hard at yourself, you're still in good company. Share it with a friend. Drop your own Christianese confession in the comments. And don't forget to hit follow so you don't miss what's next in the series. And hey, the countdown is still on. October 15th, just around the corner. Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter. Still a few more days left. KatherineSchaefer.com. Get on the list. Thanks for listening, laughing, and for walking through this beautiful, messy faith with me. Until next time, may your doing life together actually be life and not just a slogan.